Chapter 1. For many of us, young or old, the prospect of traveling to a faraway land is quite attractive. We long to take a journey far from home, during which we will see and experience things which will broaden our horizons and transform us into something deeper and greater. We humans seem particularly open to this when things are not going well. At such times, we often long to transform ourselves and move on with our lives in a dramatic way. Yet, how many of us wait and wait to take our journey, thinking, "I will go when I am old, when I am finished with my tasks, have made my fortune, and have time to travel." Yet, how true it is that for many of us, this day never comes. Now, when we are young, we are often less afraid to take such a step. When we are young, we are often much less afraid of change. And as well, as young persons, we have not amassed so many things, responsibilities, ties, and relationships, which often must be left behind or put on hold in order to take such a journey. Yet even among the young, there may be fear and trepidation, worry about the danger or cost, both financial and otherwise, of such a journey. And while it is sensible to think carefully on all these things before agreeing to set out upon any journey or endeavor, journeys are so often worth their cost, and, though sometimes risky, can be a great gift. I know this because, as a young man who was at a critical juncture in his life, I was given the great gift of such a journey. I shall remember this journey and all that it taught me throughout my life. Somehow, all of my worries and all obstacles standing in the way of this fateful trip faded away. I will be forever grateful to all those who made this travel possible and will always be glad that I was not afraid to venture forth from home. This little book is about what I learned during my journey. It is my hope that its words will inspire you, no matter your age and years, to not be afraid to set out into the world. For whether it be a physical, emotional, or spiritual one, journeys are of such value, and we must make them all our lives if we are to grow. And growing day by day, year by year, is why we came here. So, keeping this thought in mind, on with the story of one of the great journeys of my youth.